Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah asserts there will be no talks with Pakistan until peace is established. Centre discharges 2023 batch IAS probationer Pooja Kherkar from service with immediate effect. Sports Minister Mansukh Mandaviya assures better training facilities and infrastructure for athletes, lauds para-athletes for their stellar performance in Paris Paralympics. IMD forecasts enhanced rainfall over Odisha, coastal Andhra Pradesh and Telangana during next 4 days. Festival of Ganesh Chaturthi being celebrated across the country with traditional fervour. And in US Open tennis, Jessica Pegula to face Aryna Sabalenka in women's singles title clash later tonight. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah has criticised the opposition parties for trying to bring back the old system in Jammu and Kashmir and start talks with Pakistan. Addressing party workers in Jammu today, he asserted that till there is peace, there will be no talks with Pakistan.
370 हटने से जम्मू कश्मीर की माताओं बहनों को अधिकार मिला है. आतंकवाद को पैसा देने वालों पर तबाही आई, जेल में डाल दिए. एलओसी का ट्रेड शुरू होगा तो उनका मुनाफा सीधा आतंक के काम में होगा. जब तक शांति नहीं होती, पाकिस्तान से कोई बात नहीं होगी.
Mr. Shah said the NDA government will not allow the revival of terrorism, autonomy and injustice to any community, including Gujars, Pahari, Bakarwals and Dalits, who have been granted reservation by the BJP dispensation. He said the coming assembly election in Jammu and Kashmir is historic, as it is taking place for the first time under the national flag and the Indian constitution, following the abrogation of Article 370 by the Modi government. Earlier addressing a public meeting in Jammu, Mr. Shah assured the restoration of statehood to Jammu and Kashmir after the assembly polls. In Haryana, Congress leader Rajesh Jhun resigned from all party posts following release of the first list of party candidates for the assembly elections. After not getting the party ticket, he announced to contest the election as an independent candidate from Bahadurgarh. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda today inaugurated and dedicated 2 super speciality government hospitals at Darbhanga and Muzaffarpur in Bihar with a cost of 350 crore rupees and comprising 210 beds each. Addressing a function at Darbhanga after the inauguration, Mr. Nadda said health services are undergoing vibrant changes with state-of-the-art technology, infrastructure and medical institutions. He said the number of medical colleges has increased to 731 from 287 in the country. Mr. Nadda said in Bihar the number of medical colleges has reached 35 as districts like Sivan, Samastipur, Purnia, Saran are getting medical colleges.
Aaj 8 naye medical college khole ja rahe hain aur Bihar mein 35 medical college ho jayenge, ye bhi aapko dhyan mein rakhna. मैं इसलिए आपको बताना चाहता हूं कि आज विकास की नई कहानी लिखी जा रही है.
The centre has discharged 2023 batch IAS probationer Pooja Kherkar from the Indian Administrative Service with immediate effect. Sources said the government issued an order yesterday in this regard under the IAS Probation Rules 1954. The rules allow the central government to discharge probationers from service if they fail to pass the re-examination or if the central government is satisfied that the probationer was ineligible for recruitment to the service or is unsuitable for being a member of the service, among others. Pooja Kherkar was found guilty of cheating and wrongly availing other backward classes OBC and disability quota benefits and fraudulently clearing the civil services examination held by the Union Public Service Commission. After cancelling her selection, the UPSC had barred her from taking the entrance exam for life. The UPSC found her guilty of forging her identity to take the exam multiple times. West Bengal Governor C.V. Ananda Bose has sent the Aparajita Woman and Child West Bengal Criminal Laws Amendment Bill 2024 to President Draupadi Murmu, citing a number of loopholes in it. The bill was passed by the State Assembly in the aftermath of the gruesome rape and murder of a trainee doctor at R.J. Kaur Medical Hospital in Kolkata on the 9th of last month. The bill seeks capital punishment for rape convicts if their actions result in the victim's death or leave her in a vegetative state. In Uttar Pradesh, 5 people were killed and 24 others injured when a 3-story building collapsed in Transport Nagar area of Lucknow this evening. Teams of NDRF and SDRF along with police and administration are engaged in the rescue work. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath is monitoring the situation and has asked the officials to help the injured in every possible manner. 5 to 6 people are still feared trapped inside the debris. The jet toll may rise as some injured are in critical condition. Defence Minister and MP from Lucknow Rajnath Singh has expressed deep sorrow over the incident. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. The festival of Ganesh Chaturthi is being celebrated today across the country with traditional fervor and devotion. The day marks the birth of Lord Ganesh, who is a symbol of wisdom, prosperity and good fortune. People place clay idols of Lord Ganesh in their homes and worship them during the 10-day-long festival. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted the people on the occasion. In Maharashtra, Ganeshotsav began today amid tunes of Dhol Tasha and chants of Ganpati Bappa Moria. Our correspondent reports that the festival has also drawn numerous foreign tourists to Mumbai and Pune.
The renowned Ganeshotsav Mandal in Ganesh Gali, Mumbai, is celebrating its 97th year. True to its tradition of social responsibility, the Mandal has organized several social activities this year as well. Devotees, including Bollywood celebrities, were seen queuing near famous Ganesh Mandals in Mumbai, including Lal Baksa Raja. The Municipal Corporation of Greater Mumbai has made elaborate arrangements for the festival. Ganesh Chaturthi celebration has also started in other districts of the state. Various mandals across the state have opted for an eco-friendly Ganpati festival. With Prasna, Madhuri Pange, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
In Telangana, Vinayaka Chaviti festivities began today across the state with traditional fervor and gaiety. About 1,40,000 idols have been installed in Hyderabad and Secunderabad, twin cities. Our correspondent says people thronged to have a glimpse of Sri Saptamukha Mahashakti Ganapati at Khairatabad.
Rains and floods could not dampen the spirit of Vinayaka Chaviti festivities, also known as Ganesh Chaturthi in Telangana. Over 1,40,000 special pandals have been erected in the nook and corner of Hyderabad, and Ganesh idols of different hues, shapes and sizes have been installed to offer special prayers for next 9 days. The government is this time supplying electricity to these pandals for free of cost. Chief Minister Revanth Reddy offered prayers at Mahaganapati at Khairatabad, where the Khairatabad Ganesh Utsav Samiti is organizing Vinayaka Chaturthi prayers for the past 70 years. The impressive 70-feet tall eco-friendly idol is among the tallest Ganesh idols in the entire state of Telangana. Lakshmi, Akashwani News, Hyderabad.
The festival of Ganesh Chaturthi is being celebrated today at Swami Vivekanand Cultural Center in Colombo with great devotion. The Babs Hindu Mandir in Abu Dhabi is currently abuzz with activity as devotees gather to celebrate Ganesh Chaturthi. The ornate temple, which has become a landmark in the UAE capital, is hosting ceremonies and events to mark the birth of Lord Ganesh. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast enhanced rainfall activity over Odisha, coastal Andhra Pradesh and Telangana during the next 4 days. The IMD added that extremely heavy rainfall is likely over coastal Andhra Pradesh and Yanam tomorrow. The weather agency has also forecast very heavy rainfall over East Rajasthan today and over Telangana, Odisha and Madhya Maharashtra for the next 3 days. Meanwhile, heavy rainfall conditions will prevail over West Uttar Pradesh, Haryana, West Rajasthan, Uttarakhand, Gujarat region, Chhattisgarh, Konkan and Goa today. In Northeast India, these conditions will be present over Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura during the next 7 days. In Andhra Pradesh, relief work is in full swing in flood-affected areas of Vijayawada. The government has fixed canal breaches and completed the repair work of the Prakasam barrage. Our correspondent has filed this report.
The entire government machinery is actively involved in aiding those affected by the floods in Vijayawada. Both the state and central authorities have worked together to seal all 3 beaches in the Budamaru Canal. Stagnant water will be redirected to Kolleru Lake. Repair work on the damaged gates of the Prakasam barrage has been completed. Chief Minister Chandrababu Naidu is overseeing the relief activities. Ministers and MLAs have toured the affected areas, ensuring that food and essential supplies are reaching those in need. Efforts to clean mud from streets and homes as well as sanitation works are ongoing. Meanwhile, donors are coming forward in large numbers to contribute to the CM's relief fund. Allu Murali for Akashwani News, Vijayawada.
In the Telangana government has announced 29 out of 33 districts in the state as flood-hit districts. The state government has also announced an assistance of 3 crore rupees for each of these districts to carry out immediate relief work. Earlier, 4 districts were declared as flood-hit and relief work was being carried out there. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today said India is willing to work with like-minded partners on specific agenda like the Quad. Virtually addressing at the FPCI Global Town Hall, Dr. Jayashankar said over the last few decades, the world has witnessed the unfolding of globalization that has driven a rebalancing in the world order. Union Sports Minister Mansukh Mandavia has assured that the government is committed to provide all kind of facilities to athletes and coaches so that players can get better training. Mr. Mandavia said the government is developing sports infrastructure of international standards for the athletes so that they can perform better in sporting events. Mr. Mandavia said this while felicitating the Paris Paralympic athletes who returns to New Delhi today. The athletes who were felicitated include gold medal winner Avni Lekra, silver medal winners Manish Narwal and Pranav Surma, and bronze medalists Mona Agarwal, Rubina Francis and Rakesh Kumar. He also lauded the para-athletes for their stellar performance at the Paris Paralympics, saying they have brought laurels to the country and created history by winning 27 medals, including 6 gold, 9 silver and 12 bronze so far.
पिछले टोक्यो पैरालंपिक्स में हमें 19 मेडल मिले थे आज हम 27 तक पहुंचे हैं हमारा पैरालंपिक्स खिलाड़ियों का हौसला हाई पर है उत्साह से खेल रहे हैं सारे देश में उत्साह का माहौल है देश भी चीयर फॉर भारत करके हमारा खिलाड़ियों का हौसला बढ़ा रहे हैं
Avni Lekra, who has won a gold medal at the Paris Paralympics in the shooting event, said her journey to this Olympics was difficult and was tougher than the last time.
ये अच्छा लग रहा है बहुत डिफिकल्ट जर्नी थी ये वाली थोड़ा ज्यादा टफर थी लास्ट टाइम से हमारी पूरे इंडियन कंटिजेंट ने ये पैरालंपिक्स में काफी अच्छा परफॉर्म करा है और इस बार पहले से बेटर परफॉर्मेंस है
And now news from the Paris Paralympics 2024. India have so far won a total of 27 medals, 6 gold, 9 silver and 12 bronze. Sprinter Simran will participate in the women's 200-meter T12 final. Dilip Garvik will take part in the men's 400-meter T47 final and Navdeep in the men's javelin throw F41 final tonight. In U.S. Open tennis, a home favorite Jessica Pegula will take on second seed Arina Sabalenka of Belarus in the women's singles final later tonight. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah asserts there will be no talks with Pakistan until peace is established. Centre discharges 2023 batch IAS probationer Pooja Kherkar from service with immediate effect. Sports Minister Mansukh Mandavia assures better training facilities and infrastructure for athletes, lauds para-athletes for their stellar performance at the Paris Paralympics. IMD forecast enhanced rainfall over Odisha, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Telangana during next 4 days. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.